News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ. Today for Pep Talk, Meg is out. In the studio with me right now is Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
You know, it's Wednesday, middle of the week, ready to get some stuff wrapped up for the week and planned out for next week.
Wonderful. Yeah. So I was reading a little bit about you, and it looks like this is the flooring and construction business. This is part of your life. This is what you grew up with.
Right, it is. So, I've been doing this. So I started this business in 2005. I've been doing this in Pensacola for 21 years. But really, I've been doing it forever, right? Because I was homeschooled, and all I did was work with my dad. Since the time I was 5 years old, I worked with my dad. So when I tell people I've been remodeling houses my entire life, I have literally been remodeling houses my entire life. Mm-hmm. I grew up doing it. I enjoy doing it. I don't think I'm ever going to stop doing it.
What are some of the first jobs your dad had you do?
You wouldn't even believe it. That's why I don't even tell a lot of people. But like our family photo album, like me and all my brothers, 7 of us. And we would have been doing roofing at, 6-7 years old. We'd have been up there like nailing with him, tearing off. That's back when we would hand nail everything. We didn't have nail guns.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. But so my dad had like a bunch of rental properties and we did everything ourselves. He was the kind that does not like to hire a lot of people,
Mm-hmm.
So we would do everything.
So it was a family business.
A family business.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And it sounds like your brother's in this with you too.
He is. Yeah. So my brother does. He works with me. And so we do it together. And like I said, there's 7 of us. We're all in different trades. But we've been doing it a long time.
Yeah. My dad was in home construction too. So I was right there with you. Being at the job site and working
with them. I had moved out when I was 16 and got a job with another guy. And then when I was 18, I started this business right after Hurricane Ivan.
Oh.
And it's all I've ever done. So
you have the entrepreneurial bug pretty young.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about Jonathan's Flooring and Construction. What do you all do?
Right. So we started here, like I said, in 2005, 21 years ago. We do full house renovations. That's really where we started at, was doing renovations. So like kitchen, bathroom, siding, windows, doors, all those kind of things, painting, drywall. And then we opened Jonathan's Flooring about 10 years ago to go with it, where we do, we retail flooring material. And of course, we do installs. We direct import a lot of material to price control and just to be able to offer a good product for a good price. So we've been doing that for about 10 years now, and they go hand in hand. So we can come out and we can do an estimate just for flooring and paint, or we can do an estimate for a whole remodel and flooring as well too.
Okay. Are estimates free?
So estimates are free, yeah. And so I always tell Meg this too, because we will do estimates, right? But a lot of times people will call us and we will go out and just do a consultation, right? And there's a big difference in the two, because sometimes somebody will call and say, hey, I want to get an estimate, put new flooring in my house. That's simple and easy. I'll get a lot of people that will call and say, hey, I really have a lot of different ideas of things I want to do. I want to do different remodeling or flooring. And I just want to start with a consultation, just talk about what my options are. And then I'll go out and meet with them and we can look through a lot of different things and then we can pick something to start with and say, okay, well, this would be the best thing to do first and then we can move on to something else. But a lot of times people will be like, should I remodel my kitchen before I replace my floors, or should I do my bathroom before I paint, or if I want a new interior door, should I do that before I paint? So we can answer some of them questions in the initial consultation and then follow it up with an estimate.
Okay.
So.
Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction, our guest today on Pep Talk. If you have any questions, 850-437-1620, 437-1620. Do you have a question for you on the text line? Does Jonathan's help with pulling permits and dealing with paperwork hassles if we're doing a remodel?
Right. So I do want to say, if you don't get your question on air today, you can always call us after the show. So our phone number is 850-332-5905. We're located on Palafox, 1 block south of 9 Mile Road, 9320 North Palafox. So to the permit question, so we do. But we don't necessarily pull permits for other people. So like if you were doing your own remodel, you can go get a homeowner's permit and take care of that. Or if you have a contractor, the contractor will pull the permit. If we're the acting GC on the job, then we will take care of all the paperwork and the permits needed for the job, inspections, things like that. But we would only do that if we are the acting GC, because obviously we don't want to go pull permits for people to do stuff themselves. And then we have no control over what's being done or the quality, because once you pull a permit, you're responsible for that job site and that house. And now even so more than ever in the past, because they've changed a lot of the laws, even with the real estates, to where when you sell a house and you've done work on it, that will carry over to the next buyer. So if I pull a permit on your house and remodel it and then you sell it to somebody else, that other person can look it up and be like, hey, this guy did the permit, and they will contact us and expect us to warranty that work.
So, oh, interesting.
Yeah, so we do all the permitting, but we only do it for jobs that we're contracting and that we are overseeing.
Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of post-work inspections that need to be done that a homeowner would be on responsible for if anything like that were to happen?
Well, so, I mean, like, you know, if a homeowner was to, you know, like, remodel it themselves and pull a permit, when they sell it, they get a home inspection. So there would be a home inspector that would come in and inspect it, and then he'd bring up any issues he found. And they're very diligent. I get a lot of home inspection reports, and I will tell they're very diligent with what they do. So most of the time, if there's something major, it's going to stand out pretty quick. And you're going to know before you sell that house to somebody else.
Okay. I know one of the great things about Jonathan's is that people can come in regular homeowners can come in and talk to you, or general contractors can come in and talk to you.
Right.
Tell me
right.
about that.
We like to be, we like to do a wide variety. So we do a lot of new construction, but we partner with builders, so we don't actually build new construction ourselves. So we partner with a lot of builders, and we will do like their flooring or tile showers, sometimes cabinets or paint, things like that. And we have a lot of homeowners that will come in just in the design phase of like building a house and say, hey, you know, I'm looking at building this house and want some preliminary numbers so they can look at, you know, getting a loan and things like that. So we partner with a lot of builders to do stuff like that. And then obviously we work with contractors to do remodel. We've been doing a lot of commercial work. So we do a lot of commercial work and residential, but we try to be an all around turnkey service.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we have a, looks like mainly a comment, but you can respond to it, I guess. It says, a review for Jonathan and his team. He had his front door installed incorrectly, or maybe it was a she. They said that your team reinstalled the front door, did a fabulous job, very professional, left it clean and tidy, very happy.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I think I know who that is. So our guys actually just did go reinstall a front door the other day for somebody. And, yeah, it came out pretty good. I hadn't seen it myself yet. I saw some pictures. Most of our techs, if I don't get there before they leave, they will take pictures and send to me or my brother. But we have a lot of great techs that have been with us for a while. So we don't really have anybody new working with us right now. You know, most of the guys that have been with us for quite a while. And so they're really more than just employees at this point. They're part of the company. So they care about their work, too.
All right. And it looks like you do commercial flooring, residential flooring. I know that you work probably – it seems like a lot of homes right now have the vinyl, but there's also hardwood and also tile and things like that. So what are you seeing in terms of the flooring options?
So there's a lot of different options out there. Obviously, like, you know, luxury vinyl plank is a big, you know, part of what we sell, right? I would say like 75% of flooring is luxury vinyl plank today. But that market varies so much, and that people will call me and they'll be like, hey, I want to get an estimate for a luxury vinyl plank, right? Well, that can vary so much, because you go to a store and they say, I'll put it in for, you know, $4,000, but you don't really know what they're putting in. Luxury vinyl is going to start at a 2-millimeter glue down. You're going to go to a 3.2, a 4.2, a 5, 6, 7, 8. Every one's getting more expensive, right? So just because somebody says they're putting down luxury vinyl plank, if they come in there and put a 4.2-millimeter snap and lock in my opinion, that's garbage. That's just a garbage product, right? So that doesn't even compare anything to, like, a 6-millimeter or 6.5. And then you're going to look at, you know, whether it's going to attach pad on the back of it, what the wear layer is on it. So, you know, we like to see at least a 20-millimeter acrylic bead finish. So that's how much acrylic is on top of the floor. It's going to stop it from getting, like, scratched, wore out, things like that, you know. And then what the core is made out of. Depending on where you live and what kind of house you have is depending on what kind of core we want to put on top of your floors. If you have a house with a concrete foundation, then I'm probably going to suggest an SPC, which is a stone and plastic composite core. If you have a house with like a wood foundation, then we're going to suggest like a WCP, which is a wood and plastic. So the difference is the WCP is mostly plastic, but it has a lot of flex in it. So when your wood subfloors flex or move, the plastic will flex with them, and it won't crack and break. So when you say luxury vinyl plank, everybody assumes that's just one type of flooring. But the reality is there's a huge, you know, variance in it. And you really need somebody that understands that, that can come in and say, okay, we want to do luxury vinyl plank, but which one and what kind and what kind of finish do we want on it? And so that's where we specialize in that. And that's where we can come in and say, hey, this would be the best floor for your house that not only is going to be cost effective, but hold up over a long period of time.
And I know the last time that we talked, that's actually a big difference between you and, say, a big box store, is that people can come in, talk to you, get that professional guidance
right.
in terms of those kind of issues that pop up, and then you can make a recommendation based on that.
Right, and I see it all the time. People will call us, and they'll be like, hey, you know, we had flooring put in 2 years ago, and we have these problems with it or whatever. And a lot of times people are going to, like, some of these big box stores and buying flooring right off of the shelf and just installing it. And you can do that, and it's not always a bad floor. Sometimes the problem is it's just not the right floor for your house. Just because they sell it for $2 a square foot doesn't mean it's the right floor for your house, right? Just because it's on sale this week doesn't mean it's the one you need. And so we see that a lot, and people say, well, is it the product, or is it a bad product, or this or that? And the truth is, it's not really a bad product. It's just not the product that should have went on your floor, and it's not going to hold up in your situation, you know? You should have had a different product. And chances are they probably sell that different product, but if they don't have somebody standing there that's educated and know the difference in it, to explain to homeowners, and also to find out what kind of house the homeowner has and what kind of subfloor they have that they're putting it on. In some cases, can do so much damage to the house. I've seen it completely ruin and rot out all the subfloors in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you have a wood subfloor and moisture comes from underneath the house, you really need that wood subfloor to be able to breathe and expand and contract. And so when you have that and you put, like, a WCP on it, it allows that wood to breathe. But when you put, like, an SPC floor on it, all it's going to do is just trap and hold that moisture. And then over time, that moisture is going to sit there and rot out the subfloors. So,
okay, Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction is our guest today, 437-1620. If you have any calls or questions for him, and that's the text line and also the phone number. We do have a phone call for you here on the line and a question. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Oh, I guess he hung up. Okay, so, but I believe I had he might have called and texted. So, because the question was about iron piping. So, do you replace iron piping?
So when it comes to, like, remodeling, if we're doing, like, a remodel house and then we have issues like iron piping, we have, like, old AC ducts or aluminum wiring, some of those are things that we don't personally do ourselves, but we usually have subcontractors we can sub it out to. So, like, that's something we would sub out to our plumber, and they would come and take a look at, and they would handle that for us. It's not something we would personally do ourselves, but like I said, if we're doing the remodel, we will oversee that. And so, like, you know, if all you're doing is getting your iron pipes replaced, chance are you can get a plumbing company to do it, and you don't really need to pay us to oversee it. It's kind of, you know, it's no point in that. But if we're remodeling your house, then we will handle getting a plumber to do that while we're there, and then we will oversee all the trades at that point.
Okay. So, we do have another question for you on the text line, 437-1620, talking about vinyl plank. Any tips for the best brands?
Right. So here's the thing, right? You got all these big companies out there that want to promote their brand and act like they're the best of everybody, right? Most of all the vinyl plank is being made in the same factories. Whether you go with Shaw, Mohawk, King & Boltman, you go with Southwind, a lot of it is being imported from overseas and is being made in the same factories. So the difference in the brand doesn't really come in the difference of the quality of material. It comes in the company that will stand behind it the best, right? So that's the only difference in the brand. So, like, will Shaw stand behind that product better than Southwind, or will Southwind stand behind it better than Mohawk? Because most of the products being made from the same handful of factories.
Mm.
So what I find, and me personally, I like dealing with Southwind, because I have a good relationship with them. And when I do have a problem, they're coming and fix it. Some of your big brands, they will stand behind their product to a certain extent. But what you find is some of these companies are so big, all they do is spend all their time trying to find why not to warranty it, right? What reason they can come up with, like, oh, it was this or it was that. And they try to find every reason they can not to warranty it. So I sometimes find that the big brands are harder to get to actually come in and warranty it than some of the smaller brands. Some of the smaller ones that are more hands-on and personable and that we have better relationships with, sometimes easier for us to get them to warranty a product. So me personally, I go with some of the smaller brands.
Okay. You may have addressed this one already. Another question for you. Does vinyl plank automatically come with the padding, or is that, like, a separate product?
Right. So everything we sell in our store, unless it's a glue down, we have a pad attached to it, right? So almost all vinyl plank, when it's bought at the factory, you have the option of adding pad to it. So everything we get, we add pad to. Most of the times when you're buying vinyl plank that does not have a pad attached, it's just because they're not adding it at the factory so they can upsell you pad later. Because most times you need it, right? If it's a snap and lock, you really need to put pad under it. So what you will see some of these bigger companies do is they will buy vinyl plank and ship it in with no pad. And then when you buy the vinyl plank, they try to sell you the pad separately for like 50 or 60 cents a square foot. And so then they will advertise their vinyl plank cheaper and then try to hit you for 60 cents on the pad. And when you add it all up, you're paying more than what you would just pay us for the vinyl plank with the pad attached to it. Mm-hmm. And you don't have the hassle of laying the pad and all that kind of stuff. So anytime we order it with pad. So everything we import with pad on the back of it for that reason. But not all companies do that.
Okay. How long does a new floor installation take?
That depends, right? Do you have like a 500 square foot house? Do you have a 2,500 square foot house? That can really vary. It can vary a lot, like I said, with the house, what kind of subfloor you have, how much prep work there is, if we need to level it, things like that. Mm-hmm. If someone's living there, if there's a lot of furniture in the house, what kind of old flooring do you have that has to be removed out of there? If you have tile or hardwood that has to take up, it can really vary a lot. Most houses can be done within that week for sure. A lot of houses, we can go in there, like if it's a new construction house or empty, we can lay the whole house in one day. If people are living there, it's going to depend on how much furniture they have. We may take it one or two rooms at a time. So like empty the living room out, lay that, put it back, you know, empty a bedroom out. And in a situation like that, it might take, you know, 3 or 4 days to get that house done. So it really does vary from house to house. But for a nice empty house, ready to go, one day.
Do you consult with the family pretty closely in terms of like we typically start in that corner of the house and work our way back, or do you want us to do the living room first? Do you do that close consultation?
I do. So a lot of times I want to start pretty close to the front door or the center of the house. So when you walk in, we can get it nice and straight right off the front door and long ways, you know. Mm-hmm. So I will tell most people that. And so I like to start right there in the living room, kitchen area, you know, front door area. And hopefully we do that main area. And then once we get the main area done, we can break off and do one room at a time because it attaches to it, right? So most of the time I will tell the customer that, or I'll look at the house. And sometimes, depending on the layout of the house, maybe it makes more sense to start in like a master bedroom and work your way through the house. So it really does depend on the layout of the house. But most of the times I'll cover that when I do the estimates. And then most of the other guys that do estimates, they do too. So we try to cover that with the customer so they know what to expect when we get there. Mm-hmm. Because we will find that we're coming and we're moving people's furniture and place it back where we're done. But most people, we're asked them to get like their personal items, like out of the way, like clothes and pictures and breakables, things like that. So, you know, if I say, hey, we're going to start in the living room kitchen, then they know, okay, let me get my stuff out of the way in these rooms. Tuesday, we'll be in the bedrooms, you know, mm-hmm. So they ain't got to worry about trying to do the whole house at once either.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talked a little bit about resale of a home earlier. So are floors a good investment if people are selling their homes?
So I feel like it's definitely one of them things that you're going to get all your money back on with profit. So it's one of those things when you walk into a house, like when you do paint and flooring, I feel like those are two of your top items that you're going to see all of your return on, right? You can do a kitchen remodel that's going to cost you like $15,000 or $20,000. And most time you can see a return on that and recoup that. Even a bathroom remodel that might cost you $10,000, you can see your money back. But when you walk into a house and it's been freshly painted and new floors, it just feels nice and clean. Mm-hmm. And for what little it costs, because it's really not overly expensive, you're definitely going to see all of that back.
Okay. Do you have another question for you on the text line, 437-1620, if you have a question? Is there a type of vinyl plank that is more scratch resistant? Do I need to polish or wax it?
Right. So here's the thing. It's really not a type as much as, like I was talking about, the finish. So when we buy vinyl plank, the wear layer is how much acrylic bead is on top of the floor that's going to stop it from like getting scratched, worn out, things like that. That's going to start at a 0.5. So a 0.5, and it's going to go to a 20 millimeter. So half a millimeter to a 20 millimeter. So when you get closer to that 20 millimeter range, then you're going to see a lot more acrylic on it and less scratching. And it's also just going to hold up longer for like foot traffic. So when it comes to like commercial, we have to put a 20 millimeter in commercial. Just for foot traffic, they don't sell any commercial less than a 20. And then up to a 28, and some products go to a 32. So when you're looking for your personal house, and like I said, these are things that we decide when we buy, when we order our material, especially if we're importing it from overseas, these are things we decide before we even make that order. And we try really hard to get a 20 millimeter wear layer on all of our residential and pad attached to it. Because those are two things that we can do before the product gets here that really doesn't cost us a lot. Like pad costs us like 8 cents a square foot to add. So I can have it put on the back of the plank for 8 cents a square foot, or you can try to get upsell later for 50 cents a square foot for pad, which is kind of just a ripoff, right? The same way with the wear layer. When it comes from a 0.5 to a 20 millimeter, it's about a 10 cent square foot difference at the factory. So as far as I'm concerned, I try to get a 20 millimeter with everything that I order. Just so it just holds up a little better long term.
And then that's a good transition. So how long does a vinyl plank floor last? Does it have good durability?
Well, so, I mean, that all depends on the person, right? So, I mean, I've been in houses that, you know, have had it right when I started my flooring store 10 years ago, and it still looks perfect. And then I've seen houses, you know, rental houses where tenants have messed it up in a couple of years. So it does depend on the quality of the product. You know, the better, the thicker the product, the better the wear layer. But a lot of times it depends on the person and the wear and tear and the abuse on the floor. It's definitely a floor that can last you a lifetime, but it's also a floor that can be ruined if you don't take care of it, right? And I think that goes for anything, any product. I can put hardwood cabinets in your kitchen. If you go in there and abuse them and slam the doors every day, they're going to get broken and messed up. You take care of them, they're last until your grandkids are here. So it really does depend. But if you take care of it, then yes, it can definitely can last your lifetime.
Okay. I know that your business sells carpet. Do you see a lot of carpeting in homes these days?
Right. So where we mostly see is we see a lot of homeowners sometimes want carpet like in the master bedroom or some of the guest bedrooms. We see a lot of investment properties do like the guest bedrooms with carpet just to cut down on price because carpet is generally cheaper. And then where we really see it is the staircase and upstairs of the house. You know, anytime you put carpet in the upstairs with the pad really cuts down that noise of just walking and clunking around upstairs. So we see a lot of homeowners still want, especially if they have like children's bedrooms in the second story, they'll want to do carpet in those bedrooms.
Okay.
And also media room sometimes. Like media room, they want carpet just for echoing and sound transfer. So it's still definitely a product that's needed.
Okay. What's the best way for people to keep those carpets clean? Because in Florida, they can get dirty.
Right. They definitely can. I mean, there's a lot of great companies around that, that clean carpet and take care of it. Just your basic things of just vacuuming, taking your shoes off, you know. The thing about thinking about, like, too much dirt getting in your carpet, right? Like, whenever you walk on the carpet and, like, dirt gets down the carpet, if you wait days before vacuuming, that dirt works down into the pad, and then it's hard to get out. If you vacuum your carpet on a pretty regular basis, it's going to stop that dirt from ever working through to the pad, and it's a lot easier to get out.
Okay. I also saw looking through the website, too, that you have, I guess, kitchen and bath work that you do, marble counters and things like that. Do you want to talk about that?
Right. So we do a lot of kitchen and bathroom remodels. So all of our countertops, we sub out to another company. So we have a company that comes in and they will do a template and install them. And then we have a wide selection for you to pick from. But same way with our cabinets, you know, we have a pretty wide selection of cabinetry to pick from and countertops and tile. Really, every kitchen is different. And we want it to be that way. We want everybody to have a custom kitchen that feels good to them and fits their house well. So we have a pretty wide selection to pick from.
Okay. And what area of the panhandle do you cover?
So we cover all of Pensacola, Pace, Milton, basically the surrounding area. So Pensacola and the surrounding area, Perdido, Cantonment, Gulf Breeze, Pace, Milton, you know, just basically Pensacola and what surrounds it.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have any specials that are going on right now?
Not right now. We don't have no specials. We probably will have some coming up in the spring. We just finished some at the end of last year, so we don't have none running right now.
Okay. I was just kind of curious. I wanted to make sure that we hit on that if you did. So.
Yeah, no, we probably have some coming up in the springtime usually.
Okay. The commercial side of the business. Talk to me about that. What kind of businesses do you work with?
It actually varies a lot. So we do a lot of commercial business. We've done quite a few churches and storage units we've done. We've done a few different restaurants. We've done work at the airport, the DOT, Pretty much all around. Any kind of flooring, when it comes to flooring, we can pretty much handle it.
Okay. Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction is our guest today. We have about 10 seconds till the music kicks in. So tell me about where you're located, how people can get a hold of you.
So we're at 9320 North Palafox Street, Pensacola. And you can call us anytime, 850-332-5905.
All right. Jonathan, thanks for being here today.
Appreciate it. Thanks.